I took the train this morning. I had a ride of a bit more than an hour to do, and the train was crowded with young guys in Swiss Army uniform. They probably were going back to their place for the weekend. And I must say, it was a very nice train driver. It was a nice distraction. I didn't expect a good surprise. It was nice because they were loud, but not in a bad way. They were just having fun between them and not annoying anyone. And they were very cute and good looking. And I must confess, I have a thing for uniforms in general. Not this one, especially because it's not extremely sexy uniform, but I don't know, I have something for group of men in uniform. I find it very sexy and it gives me ideas and sexy thoughts. And it was the case this morning. I had planned to read, and in the end I read maybe 3 pages and I absolutely don't remember them, so I will need to reread them. It was much better to watch them and let my mind go in sexy directions. And now it's late night and I think about it again because I created all little fantasy in my mind that I want to share with you, because I included you in my fantasy. In the beginning, you were not there. I imagined various naughty things between me and them, but after a while I realized that it would be much, much better with you in the scene. So I will try to describe some of the things I thought about, and I will try to say all I have to say before I need to come. Okay, so I imagine that you are with me in this train. You are sitting next to me, and in front of us there are two of these young guys in uniforms, and on the opposite side there are 4 of them and many others in the back. We are the only civilian. And we are very close to each other, you and I. Maybe we even hold hands. And we are whispering to each other's ears. And at first, maybe they think that we are whispering romantic, silly things, but it's quite the opposite. Because you know me and you know that uniforms have an effect on me, and there are so many around us that I can't help but thinking about naughty things. And as everything is allowed in fantasies, I imagine that after holding hands a while and talking to each other discreetly, we begin to be less discreet and you slide one of your hands between my thighs, under my skirt or dress. You start to tease me just a little. And while you do that, I look at them. And of course, they are staring at us. They are staring at your hand moving between my legs. Your hand is hidden under my skirt, so they cannot see a lot, but it's enough. It's enough to get them hard. I think that they didn't have sex for a while. Maybe couldn't even masturbate for a while, so to see us like this in front of them, it's a lot. And maybe I can see bulges in their trousers. I hope so. I hope so, because what I want, what I imagine, is that they are so horny that after a while they open their trousers and take their cocks out. Just like that, because everything is possible in fantasies. They start to stroke their cocks in front of us. I watch them with all my attention while you start to finger me. Oh, because I forgot a detail, but of course, in a perfect world, in this train with you, I don't wear any panties under my dress. So you have the perfect access to my pussy, to my clit. And as I see them touching their cocks, I spread my legs wider, and you can push one finger inside me because I am excited enough, wet enough. And you start to fuck me just with a finger. You make little in and outs. And for me, it's hard to keep my eyes open when you do that, but I do, because I need to watch them. I watch their beautiful cocks and I imagine them inside me, how it would feel. Oh, but no way that they fuck me in this train. You are the only one who can. And no, I just want to play with them. What I want is to touch them. So I ask them to stand up and come nearer. And I grab their cock with both of my hands, one hand on each, and I start to jerk them off. While you still have your hand between my legs and And now you stop and you take away your hand and you present it to to my face. You want me to lick your finger and I do it with pleasure. And because I love to taste myself, I know I taste good and... I love it. So I lick your finger, but a bit more than necessary. I do it on purpose because I want you to crave my mouth on your cock. Oh, but I am too busy stroking them, I cannot suck you in the same time. And if I have two beautiful cocks in my hands, so close to me, I think I will not resist temptation to taste them too. So you will have to watch me suck them. While I go from one cock to the other with my mouth and my hands, you take out your cock and you start to touch yourself frenetically. I know you want my mouth on your cock too, but you will have more than this. You will have more because as I suck them and touch them, I feel I am getting wetter and I need you. I need you inside me. So after I played with them as much as I wanted, I tell them to sit back again and take care of themselves while I sit on your knees. I turn my back to them so I don't see them anymore. I only see you. And I sit slowly on your cock. That is all hard and ready for me. And I cannot see them anymore, but I hear the sound of them masturbating, watching us, craving to be in your place. But there is no way I let them fuck me. I only want your cock inside me. And once I have all of your lengths inside me, I make a little break and I enjoy the feeling of being filled completely. And I feel your hands caressing my ass cheeks, and my back. And I start to move. I start to make little moves on your cock, and little by little, I go faster and faster. And after a while of fucking you, riding you at my rhythm, you cannot stand it anymore. You need You need to go fast and hard. You take me by the hips and you fuck me hard. You make me jump on your cock. And you hold me tight. Oh, I feel the eyes on me. I know. We will make them come. And I think about all this cum, all this sperm. I think that it will smell sex in this train. But that only cum I want is yours. And I want it inside me, so I let you fuck me as fast as you want. Putain. Okay, I had so much more to say. It will be impossible because I need to come. Maybe I will make another one with other scenes that I thought about regarding this train and these cute guys in uniforms. Oh, but now I really want to come, so I will stop chatting. I will imagine riding your cock in this train with all these eyes on us, with all these guys masturbating, watching us. Fuck. And I will come on your cock, and when you feel it, when you feel my pussy getting tighter around you, you can come too. So we show them how we fuck good together. Ah. Ah.